Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
One of the topics we've talked about before on this channel is how the police can lie to you during a police investigation to see if they can get information out of you. And so a lot of people say, they can lie to us? And courts have said, yeah, that's an investigative tool. The question is, how far can they go? Is it unlimited? Because a story out of Virginia looks kind of scary. According to the attorney general there, Virginia Beach police used forged documents to secure cooperation and confessions during interrogations. Stories reported by WAVY, Sarah Fearing wrote it just days before he leaves office. Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring says his Office of Civil Rights has made an agreement with Virginia Beach police that halts the department from forging documents to get cooperation or confessions. Apparently, it's something they did so often that they've got to agree to stop doing it. It's not like, that was an isolated incident. It was actually the way they did business. According to the AG's office, they know of five times between March of 2016 and 2020 when the Virginia Beach Police Department used forged documents they said were from the Virginia Department of Forensic Science to get confessions or cooperation during interrogations. So some guy's been brought in, or some gal has been brought in for questioning and says, you know, I didn't do it. And they go, we've got this document here. It's a lab report that puts your DNA at the scene. And they show you a lab report that they made up. The practice was revealed in April of 2021 when an assistant Commonwealth's attorney asked the DFS to provide a certified copy of a forged document, which the DFS never created or was aware of. So apparently, some people were actually mistaking the forged documents for real documents, and that's another problem. Not only were the fraudulent documents used at least five times, but in at least one instance, a forged document was used in court as evidence. So somebody created the forged document supposedly to question somebody with it and use it as a way to get some more leverage, and then it made its way into the file and wound up in court being used as evidence. The documents generally showed a suspect's DNA was found in connection with a crime. The documents included a seal, letterhead, contact information, and on two documents, a signature of a fictitious DFS employee. The AG, in his news release, said the Office of Civil Rights had come to an enforceable agreement with the Virginia Beach Police Department to end the practice and make policy changes to protect people's rights in the future. TV station 10 on Your Side program reached out to Virginia Beach Police Wednesday, but have not yet heard back. Herring, the AG, called the tactic unconstitutional. This was an extremely troubling and potentially unconstitutional tactic that abused the name of the Commonwealth to try to coerce confessions. It also abused the good name and reputation of Commonwealth's hardworking forensic scientists and professionals who work hard to provide accurate, solid evidence in support of the law enforcement agencies. While I appreciate that Virginia Beach Police put an end to this practice and cooperated with our investigation, this is clearly a tactic that should have never been used. The agreement between Virginia Beach and the Office of Civil Rights came after an investigation. Herring's office has the authority to investigate unconstitutional or unlawful patterns or practices by law enforcement in Virginia. Additionally, according to the agreement, the police chief issued a directive on May 1st, 2021 that mandated sworn personnel immediately stop using forged or fake certificates of analysis or DFS documents. His mandate was issued before he was aware of the investigation from the Office of Civil Rights. Virginia Beach City Council agreed to the policy changes on Tuesday. They are effective immediately and will remain in effect for at least 2 years. At the end of 2 years, apparently they can go back to business as usual. If Virginia Beach PD fails to comply with the terms of the agreement, the Office of Civil Rights can seek judicial enforcement. Now, the changes are spelled out in a line item. Virginia Beach Police Department must mandate that all sworn personnel immediately discontinue the use of any inauthentic certificates of analysis, DFS letterhead, or templates used to make inauthentic documents, and prohibiting personnel from making or using any inauthentic or altered certificates, letterheads, formats of any departments, etc. Can you imagine you work at some department, and when you do your work, you write a letter on your letterhead and you sign it, and you submit your work, which is, you know, reports that are signed and dated and sworn, and there's somebody at the police department just forging these documents to scare people. Sworn personnel assigned to the Detective Bureau must sign an acknowledgement of receipt and commitment to follow the mandate. So they're going to make sure everyone knows about this. The department will make sure all training about interrogation for sworn personnel covers the prohibition against the use of forged documents. The police department must immediately investigate any alleged use of forged documents and report the findings to the Office of Civil Rights within 5 days. And VBPD must get approval from the Office of Civil Rights for any changes to the relevant portion of the general order that creates this mandate. Additionally, Herring's office said the individuals who were interrogated with forged documents will be notified by the Office of Civil Rights. If any additional uses of forged documents are discovered, Office of Civil Rights expects that Virginia Beach Police will provide notice, and any affected individuals will get that notice. And then the question, of course, is suppose you went to trial and were convicted, or let's suppose worse, that you pled guilty. You pled guilty to something. And now you discover that the reason you pled guilty was they showed you a forged, faked document. And they said, look, we got you dead to rights right here. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, Steve, no one would ever confess to something they didn't do just because they're faced with a document. Got news for you. It's happened. They've actually documented cases where it has happened. Because what will often happen is they'll come in and they'll say, look, we got you dead to rights. We got your DNA all over the place. Back of your mind, you're going, I didn't do it. They go, if you plead guilty to this, whatever the crime might be, you plead guilty, you get 5 years in prison. If we go to trial and you get convicted, we're throwing the book at you, get 20. Now, somebody looking at this, trying to think rationally about it, goes, look, I know I didn't do it, but they've got DNA, and jurors love DNA. They do. So if they somehow have this report that they can show to a jury, I'm going away for 20 years. So maybe I should take the five. And they have actually documented cases where people have confessed to capital offenses that they didn't do. And it's often because they'll get somebody and just sit there and badger them for hours and hours and hours and hours. And oh, by the way, they throw a report on the table that says, look, we got you. We got you dead to rights. So it's good that they're going to end this. I'm wondering how many other police departments out there are doing it. Because again, you know, these aren't the only people doing it. And let's get back to the idea that the police can lie to you. That upsets a lot of people. And I'm going to tell you right now, just in case you don't know, the most common lie, and you'll understand why they do this. Let's suppose the police go to a crime scene. They find two people there, two people who appear to be together. They bring them back to the police station and separate them, opposite ends of the building. And they go in here and here at the exact same time. One cop goes there, one cop goes there, or two cops, whatever. And they do the exact same speech to each of them. They go, just to let you know, your partner down there is squealing like you wouldn't believe. He's singing like a songbird. He says this entire thing was your idea. All he did was give you a ride, and you dragged him into this. And actually, he's hinting you threatened him. But it doesn't matter, because he's already agreed that he's going to go state's evidence. He's going to testify for us. So in exchange for that, just to let you know, we're cutting him a deal. He's going to walk free. Because this entire thing was your doing. He's going to testify to that in court, and you're going down for it. So just to let you know, that's what's happening. And if you're fine with that, that's great. I'm going to get up and walk out of here. We're going to go back down there. We're going to take his confession and his explanation for the whole thing, and then we're going to go to trial against you. And they told the other guy the exact same thing at the exact same time. And invariably, somebody is going to be tempted to go, wasn't me, it was him. It was him. Oh, tell us more. And we've also talked about how police, while they can lie to you, also don't have to tell you some things. And a lot of people don't know this, or they don't understand this. But a police officer in many states, in many cases, can arrest you without telling you why you've been arrested until later. And I've seen the videotapes, the side of the road, where somebody's yelling at a cop and a cop is yelling back and they're going, but why had you pulled me over? Why am I being arrested? Why? And you can ask all you want. They don't have to tell you. I've done videos on that. And the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled. They don't have to tell you at that instant. So you couple all these things together and you can understand why. Somebody gets picked up for something. They get brought in and interrogated and badgered for 16 hours. And then at the end, somebody else walks in, a detective perhaps wearing a suit and a tie, and goes, you know, we picked you up 16 hours ago. During that time, we've been running some tests. Here's the report. Here's what we found. It's you. I don't even care what you told this guy. We got you. So now let's talk. So you can see why this would be a very, very powerful thing. But of course, you can also see why it'd be a dangerous thing. So the Attorney General has struck a deal to get the Virginia Beach Police Department to stop doing this. But before they stopped, they were using forged documents to secure cooperation and confessions in interrogations. So that's kind of a crazy story. Sarah Fearing wrote that for WAVY, and it was sent to me by C, just the letter C. It's an initial, C. Kenneth, Eric, Derek, Nathan, Mark, Jean-Marc, and Gerald. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Build a happiness habit. List 5 things per day that make you happy.